Hello, fellow ag nerd. I'll be honest, this is my third take of trying to say that because it's been so long. I feel out of practice, but my name is Tim Hamrich, and thank you so much for joining me. I am back after a long break of this podcast, the first ever break of this podcast, and I just wanted to announce that this is the week we are starting back. Our first official episode will be tomorrow, and I just thought I'd hop on here really briefly to say a few things. First of all, to say thank you very much to each and every one of you. This break has been what I thought it would be in a lot of ways, and not what I thought it would be in other ways. I'll explain a little bit about what I mean, but in the ways that I thought it would be, it's been clarifying for me. It's hard to get clarity when you are in the day-to-day, when you're in the muck, when you have to grind out content week in and week out. And taking this break has been very, very clarifying for me about this work and how I want it to continue. But thank you especially to those of you who reached out. The emails and the DMs, the phone calls have been really, really, really special for me. So I just want to thank you. Just the fact that you took time to send a note meant the world to me at a time where I feel like, as I said, I was maybe on the brink of some burnout and just looking for connection to people who listen to the show. You all really came through. So thank you very much. And thank you for those who provided feedback. It certainly has been instrumental in how I'm thinking about the show as we come back here this week. As I listen back to that short little taking a break episode, the last one I did here, I think I was already kind of on to the direction that I needed to go and how I'm thinking about this show when I said things like connection, vulnerability, and unique points of view. But being able to really think through what that means and what that means to you has been really, really helpful. So thank you, each and every one of you who reached out, who sent notes, who hopped on a call with me. Really, really excited for where this show goes from here. So that's what I thought I'd talk about here today. What can you expect going forward? And I would say, in general, the premise of the show is not changing. It's more or less going to be the same. However, I think you will notice some differences in the episodes that come out before this break and after this break, and some of the content and points of view that you're going to hear. What I have learned about myself, and I don't know if this is true for you or not, is that the more I talk about the things I'm going to do in the future, the less likely I am to actually follow through and do them. So I'm actually not going to go into exhaustive detail about all the things I hope to do or plan to do in the future, because I think there's a good chance I won't end up doing them if I kind of get the satisfaction of putting that out there. Instead, I'm going to kind of let the work speak for itself. You'll notice some changes here and there. Happy to talk to you about those changes, but I'm not going to make big announcements about new plans and new directions right now. We're going to kind of take that as it goes. But some things that I should tell you about what to expect is sort of a recentering around a few fundamental questions that really have been fundamental to the show since the beginning, but at times have strayed a little bit. And those fundamental questions are, first and foremost, what's happening today, even on the fringes, that could impact where agriculture looks in the future. This word impact is really important. What's happening today, even if it's on the fringes, that could have an impact. Second question is, how do you make money in this industry? I come from a family where my dad has been trying to make money in agriculture most of his life, either on our little farm or through different ventures. And I think that I inherited that trait. I've always been asking myself, how do you make money in this industry? How do you create value? How do you create new value in an old industry? How do you deal with that tension between wanting to make money and having a consumer base that wants higher expectations and lower prices? So anyway, it's kind of a crude question, right? How do you make money in this industry? It sounds pretty surface level, but I think it goes a lot deeper than that, and I think a lot of us are asking that question, and that's something I'm certainly always wondering myself. And then the other kind of recentering question that I have is what can we learn from the past that might help us think about the future? I was encouraged to hear so many of you have liked the history episodes. I do want to keep those up, ideally once a quarter, but we'll kind of see how that plays out in the editorial calendar. I also think if you asked me about content a couple months ago when I decided to take this break, I would have maybe thought that the content was part of the problem. I think I even said in that short little last episode that, hey, you know, part of the reason I'm taking a break is because I'm sort of out of content. And, you know, something that I have realized since then, and I knew this before, but I think at the time wasn't really acknowledging it, is that the content is just a natural extension of the journey, of the work. So if I'm actually pursuing these questions and I'm doing the reading and the research and I'm talking to the people throughout the industry and I'm thinking deeply about these topics, the content's really just going to flow naturally from that. And that's always been the case. Now, there's a lot of storytelling involved and a lot of production, but the core content itself is just a natural extension of the journey and the work. And I'm excited to sort of get back on that path. With content, though, and this is something that one of the emails I thought put very, very well, is I need to focus on making sure I bring people on that have a point of view. That's always been the case, but don't necessarily have an agenda. And sometimes people craft a point of view because they have an agenda, or they share a point of view because they have an agenda. In fact, a lot of times in the email, I didn't ask this person that could reveal their name. A lot of you would know who they are, but because I didn't ask, I won't say who it was. But they threw out the example of carbon sequestration. There's a bunch of entrepreneurs that care about carbon sequestration because they're trying to build a business. Totally cool. But is there a farmer that cares about carbon sequestration? And if not, maybe that's pretty telling about the future of agriculture, right? How do we find the people who have the point of view but don't necessarily have the agenda? That's a really important way to approach the content that I'm thinking a lot about. But the other thing I think I should share with you is that in order to avoid getting to the same place where it's like, boy, I don't have anything. There's nothing really I want to say right now. I need to make sure that this show stays personal to me. It's always been important to me that it has value, that you get something out of it. That will always remain very important. But if it's not personally working for me, if it's not fun for me, it's not going to be sustainable. So how do I keep this fun? And I came up with kind of three different sort of criteria. The first is I need to have the room to experiment and to practice and learn and discover the craft of storytelling. So that means different formats, that means different approaches, it means trying things that won't work, hopefully trying some things that do work, but the opportunity and the freedom to experiment and hone the craft is still very, very important to me. Secondly is independence. There have been times where through sponsorship models, through monetization, I have felt like I've had to give up a little bit too much of the editorial of this show, and I'm going to be protecting that fiercely going forward. So keeping that independence is very, very important to me. And the independence also means putting out some content that you're not going to agree with. I think that's good. I think that's healthy. In fact, I love to get the emails from you that say, hey, I didn't agree with this, or I think you missed this. That's how I continue my journey of learning and development, but also how we all challenge ourselves and each other. And then lastly is what I'm going to call opportunity. So in order for this to stay exciting for me, I need to feel like I'm chasing concepts and stories, side quests that feel big to me, that feel significant, that feel impactful, that I either feel like I can really benefit business-wise or personally from understanding and pursuing and chasing. So that's how I'm going to keep it interesting and fun for me, is through experimentation, independence, and opportunity. So here goes. The next episode is going to be dropping tomorrow. We've recorded 5 or 6 of the next episodes. I'm really excited about them. And I'm going to leave that link open to schedule a feedback call. So if you want to give me any feedback, you can email me, tim@agrad.com, or schedule a call in the Calendly link that will be in the show notes to this episode. Anytime you want to talk, the only caveat I would say is, if you're just looking to pitch a guest, please don't. Email me if you want to pitch a guest, but I'll just warn you right now that about 90%+ of those get ignored, because I really do want to keep this show about the journey. And a lot of times that just doesn't necessarily align with the agendas that are being put out there. But other than that, if you want to book a call, please use that link. I would love to hear from you. Love to talk to you. That has been the highlight of these past couple months, have been the connections made either via email, DM, or phone call with all of you. So thank you for that. Well, there's a lot more I do want to say right now, but I am going to just let the work speak for itself. I'll just end by saying thank you very much for sticking with me through this break. It was much needed. I'm definitely coming back with a clearer perspective and a renewed excitement for the learning and sharing that I get to do with this platform. So thank you so much for listening. I do not take it lightly. I'll be back tomorrow with another story of Ag Innovation.